This is an NBC News special report. Here's Savannah Guthrie.
Good morning. We come on the air with breaking news. Senator Dianne Feinstein, the longest serving female senator in U.S. history, has passed away. She was 90 years old. Two sources familiar with the matter confirming that this morning. Dianne Feinstein, first elected in 1992, representing the state of California for more than 30 years. She faced persistent health problems in recent years, leaving quite a legacy as well. NBC's Andrea Mitchell with a look back at her life.
Dianne Feinstein, a leading woman senator for generations, whose political career in California was launched by tragedy. November 1978, San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Board of Supervisors member Harvey Milk were assassinated in City Hall. Then Board of Supervisors President Dianne Feinstein tried desperately to save Milk's life.
Both Mayor Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk have been shot and killed.
The event cementing her passion for gun reform. She was elected mayor and became a national figure on Democratic nominee Walter Mondale's shortlist for running mate before he chose Geraldine Ferraro.
I've had an opportunity now to be the first woman and the first mayor to be asked to go through an interview process. And I view that as a major opening of a door and something that's very important to do.
It was the Clarence Thomas hearings before an all-male Senate Judiciary Committee in 1991 that got Feinstein to the Senate, as she recalled in 2018.
And what did I see but an all-male Senate Judiciary Committee grilling Anita Hill? And it was not nice, and it was not what one would like to see. And that was my incentive to run in 1992.
After her decisive Senate win, then-Senator Joe Biden made her the first woman on the Judiciary Committee. In Congress, she quickly made an impact, leading the charge for an assault weapons ban in 1994. As Senate Intelligence Chair, she took on the CIA's waterboarding of prisoners, holding hearings into the Bush administration's harsh interrogation techniques. But in later years, colleagues faltered her performance during Supreme Court confirmations, praising Republican Lindsey Graham for getting Trump nominee Amy Coney Barrett confirmed just weeks before the 2020 election.
This has been one of the best set of hearings that I've participated in.
But through political and personal trials, Dianne Feinstein's legacy as a trailblazer endures.
And Andrea joins us now. Andrea, I know, of course, you've known Senator Feinstein for many, many years. Before we talk a little about her legacy, she clearly had been struggling with health problems. She was 90 years old. What do we know about her passing?
Well, we do know that it happened overnight. Her closest friend in Congress, Nancy Pelosi, was at a celebration for another very well-known Washington figure, a 90-year-old woman, at Cafe Milano until, you know, into the evening last night. It was quite celebratory. A lot of elderly Washington people, Washington icons were there. Linda Bird Johnson, Lucy Baines Johnson, people from Texas, who friends of the celebrant. And Dianne Feinstein would have been invited to that. She was not there. I was supposed to have lunch with her 10 days ago. And as she has frequently done in recent months, at the last moment, she didn't feel well enough to come. So the people who were there, it was a very small group of people who've known her for a long time, were waiting on her, but she didn't come. But she has since been in the Senate. I'm not sure whether she voted and was in the Senate yesterday, in fact. That's something, you know, we can obviously check. But Savannah, she's really been failing. And we just want to point out the legacy. In 1992, she was elected in the so-called Year of the Woman. And she really almost single-handedly pushed through that assault weapons ban.
Yeah, Savannah? After that searing experience witnessing the assassination of two of her colleagues in San Francisco, there's a lot to unpack with that legacy. We will continue to cover the story more on NBC News Now, MSNBC throughout the morning here on Today. I'm Savannah Guthrie in New York. This has been a special report.